This is a special program on diets from Katie Kiefer on heritageradionetwork.org. Today's special program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
Everyone's talking about low fat, but not everyone's losing weight. My doctor told me that to lose weight, you have to cut both fat and calories. That's why I chose the Ultra Plan, and I lost 50 pounds in 6 months. For me, it's the ultimate way to lose weight. Each shake is low in fat, the calories are counted, and nutrition, it's all in there. The plan is easy. A shake for breakfast and lunch, delicious candy bars as snacks, and a sensible dinner. So come on, start Ultimate today. For me, it's the ultimate way to lose weight.
Who hasn't considered a plan that promises quick and painless weight loss? Whether you need to fit into that dress for a party, or you can't face your high school reunion, almost no one is immune to the allure of a diet that offers a fast fix for overconsumption, or just plain middle-aged weight gain. The sad fact is that as the body ages, the basal metabolic rate slows down. And even if you were a skinny mini in your youth, chances are, as the years advance, so does your waistline. The diet industry is a $60 billion business. Weight Watchers, the granddaddy of all diet plans, is a portion control, calorie, or point counting diet. Long term, that's what works. But there are many other diets out there. The Atkins, South Beach, Dukin, and a host of other diets propose that eating carbohydrates are what cause weight gain. So what could be more fun than a diet that lets you eat bacon and cheese to your heart's content as long as you hold back on the bread and pasta? The Hay diet suggests that eating proteins and carbs together are what cause weight gain, and thus they should be eaten in separate meals. Or you could try the cookie diet, where low-fat cookies take the place of meals, or they could be eaten as a snack instead of some other food like a bag of Doritos. Then there are the liquid diets. They come in at about 100 to 1,000 calories a day. Triggering the body's starvation response will certainly increase your chances of losing weight, but at the cost of proper nutrition. The Hollywood diet uses a miracle juice to detox and cleanse. Supposedly, you can lose up to 10 pounds in 48 hours, but essentially, it's a liquid diet and not a long-term plan. The acai berry diet is another magic food that acts as a cleanse, which may help you diet, but any actual claims that it makes you lose weight are unsubstantiated, despite support for its other health benefits. How about the grapefruit diet? Remember that? The grapefruit is supposed to act as a catalyst to start the weight loss process, and you must adhere to a very strict combination of foods. But here is one of the most pleasing instructions about the grapefruit diet. The more you eat of the proper combination of foods, the more you lose. If you don't mind feeling crummy, maybe you'd like to try the tapeworm diet. Yes, that's right. Eat a beef tapeworm and lose 1 to 2 pounds per week as the tapeworm sucks down all your nutrition. It's painless. You don't have to change a thing about your eating habits. The worm does all the work for you. Then you take a course of antibiotics to kill it and its friends. Fortunately, this one is illegal in the U.S., but you can go places that will offer this effortless solution. More recently, the HCG diet has become very popular. HCG refers to human chorionic gonadotropin. This is a hormone administered in drops or as injections to supplement the 500-calorie-a-day diet that you maintain for 3 weeks or even up to 3 months, depending on how much weight you want to lose. HCG supposedly tricks the body into thinking it's pregnant, and that is supposed to prevent fat storage. The National Institute of Health does not endorse the use of powerful hormones in weight loss programs. HCG is normally used as a fertility treatment. Anyone can lose weight on a 500-calorie-a-day diet. You don't need a hormone to help you. So, is there a magic bullet? No, there isn't. Sorry to be a buzzkill. Sure, you can lose weight on one of those radical calorie-restricting diets, but you are taking a risk with your health if you stay on them for too long. And besides, it's hard to stay on an extreme diet. Most people can't stay on any diet for very long. Alas, the answer is to avoid processed foods of any kind, keep your portions small, watch your calories, and believe it or not, you will probably lose weight and keep it off. That one is called the push away from the table diet. It never fails.
This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com. Produced and edited by Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.